Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So listen, my next guest is a Norwegian bilingual singer, songwriter and producer. He has just dropped a brand new EP. It's called This Is Scandinavian. And the first single from that EP has dropped. It's called Condo. Now to chat all about it, let's go all the way to Norway. Give it up and show some love for Arbaz. Yes, my brother.
Yo, what's good?
It's all good, man. Listen, sorry about all the technical difficulties, man. But listen, we've got you up on the show. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Not to worry, bro.
So listen, we'll manage. Yeah. Yaar, hota hai, man. You know, kabhi kabhi hota hai, man. But we got to roll with it, man. This is show business. But
and as you said to me earlier, bro, it's like first time you called to Norway, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of sick.
But listen,
no, let's get it.
Let's get into this, man. Listen, my brother Arbaz, it's your first time up on the show, right? Listen, let's find out about you, man. Who is Arbaz, man? And how did you get into the whole music game, man? Just talk to me.
That's a big throwback, though, because I started with music when I was like, I think 8 or 9 years old. And it started off with, I actually did a Bollywood song. I covered a Bollywood song on a graduation day in school.
Yeah.
That's how it all started. And after that, I went on writing my own music in Norwegian.
Yeah.
So I was known as a Norwegian rapper.
Yeah.
And like until 2015 or something. And then I switched over back to, you know, my mother tongue, like Punjabi and Urdu.
Yeah.
And kind of mixed it all together. And you already gave me the best introduction, bro. So, you know, bro, I'm a singer, songwriter and music producer. So. Yeah. I do mostly everything by myself, and especially out here in Scandinavia.
Yeah.
It's not like that much big Desi scene as you guys in UK or like many other places around the world. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool to do something new, bro. Can't complain.
Absolutely, man. You know what I always find is like, you know, in all countries around the world, us Desis are everywhere. So you know what, in Norway, right? Is there like an area in Norway where it's just like, it's like a total desi zone, man, where you can get your samosa and your pakore, and you know what I mean? Is there such an area where you come from?
I mean, it's definitely some places there you can get like and feel really home to the heritage, like the desi place. But
yeah,
it's not like as big as you guys. I'm saying like Southall and all these places I've been to.
Yeah.
So and in Birmingham and in many. No, it's not as big as you guys.
Yeah.
Already compared to that, but it's definitely some small places where you feel home, of course.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, you come from, you know, out there in Norway where there isn't, I guess, such a big Desi scene, but you've really held on to your roots, to your Desi roots, and you've been producing some great music. You've been 10 years in the game, my brother. You know, you've produced some amazing, amazing work. You know, I'm going to ask you, brother, what does music mean to you, man? I know that's a really, really kind of open question, but what does music mean to you?
Yeah. No. I mean, I've been holding on to it for so long. So there's like too many reasons for me to tell now. Yeah. But obviously, it's my passion.
Yeah.
That's how it all started. And, you know, I enjoyed performing on stage. I enjoy my time while I'm working on music. And for me, music is more like a process. It's always like I've been working on it. I've been enjoying it. So it's a forever loop. You know, I don't look at numbers. I don't look at what everyone else is doing. I'm just on my own lane.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's been keeping me, keep me going, bro. Especially, like you're saying, it's not any much Desi scene here. So, you know, it's kind of hard. And all those struggles and everything. So music is, you know, my type of escape as well from the reality.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, let's get into this new EP, my brother, This Is Scandinavian. Yeah. First of all, I love the title. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. And, you know, the first track from The EP, Condo is out, you know, and, the video is out and everybody is showing it so much love. Talk to me about this EP. This is your debut EP, right? So talk to me about, you know, your thoughts, your psychology when you were putting this EP together, man. You know, what can we expect? What can listeners, what can fans expect?
Yep. So I really appreciate it. I've been working on this since like COVID hit, actually.
Yeah.
Because before COVID, I was just dropping singles. I've only made singles until now. So this is like my first mini album, my debut EP. And I thought, you know what? Now it's time to kind of sit back because I wasn't able to travel. I wasn't able to do shows and work and everything. So everyone was in lockdown at home. So I took the advantage to kind of work on more tracks and put them all together. And I have to make it, make sense. You know, I'm doing my first EP, so I want everyone to get to know me because I'm really a Desi Scandinavian, you know, being from two different cultures, growing up like in, I'm born and raised here in Oslo, Norway.
Yeah.
So like growing up here, but still holding on to my roots. And, you know, whenever I came home from, when I was at home, I'm always speaking Urdu and Punjabi, but when I'm outside, you know, my first language is actually Norwegian.
Yeah.
So even my English is, you know, at that time in 2018-19, I felt that my English wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But I kind of tried to, because I listened to a lot of English music as well, of course, and, you know, Hollywood rappers and stuff. So
yeah.
I kind of, you know, a mixture of everything. I needed to put that in my music as well. And I felt that now is the time. And I felt that now I've managed to do that because I mixed all those, you know, even some Norwegian sentences in there.
Yeah.
So that's how the album came together, or the EP came together. That, you know, it's all about me. It's like showcasing myself.
Yeah.
And my culture and my, you know, my emotions, my experience, my feelings, all one EP. That's what you're going to find there.
Absolutely. And I love that this EP was born out of the pandemic, out of, you know, the lockdown. And because, you know, everybody was isolated and, you know, everybody, you know, it stressed a lot of people out and, you know, it really put a down on a lot of people. But I love how you turned that lockdown, that isolation into positivity, and you have created something so beautiful and so entertaining, my brother.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. And as you're saying, because it's a lot of struggles to do that as well, because I was sleeping, like, literally, I have my studio at home, so yeah. I was sleeping in my studio for days to, like, keep on working on that, getting it done. And the funny thing is, in 2021, I actually got everything done, but, you know, then the second wave of COVID and everything, so it's just kept on delays.
Yeah.
And people getting sick, you know, I sent it over to a guy called Himanshu from India.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of back and forth for mixing and mastering and because the production, the writing, everything was done, but I was just waiting on other people. And then same thing with the video shoot. Obviously, I filmed it in UK. I filmed it in London for the Condo video.
Yeah.
So like the process just, you know, kept on being long, longer than expected.
But you know what? It is out.
It's out.
Yeah, it's out. It's absolutely amazing. Condo is the single that's out at the moment. That's the video that's out at the moment. You know, loving this track. You know, bro, talk to me about Condo. What is this track all about? In your words, break this track down for us.
Yeah. So Condo is, like, in my opinion, the kind of most enjoyable track for now on this EP, kind of more like, I get the inspiration from during lockdown. There was a lot of like youth parties, youth was socializing out here in Norway.
Yeah.
And obviously that was banned because you aren't allowed to meet people. You aren't allowed to socialize. And then people started to have home parties. That was quite a big thing here.
Yeah.
Like everyone who wanted to socialize, they started to invite their friends at home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's how that idea came up. I was just watching the news, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to make a home party song because that's what people are doing nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I made this track. And I was sitting in my condo, you know,
yeah.
So it just made sense. That's how it came true.
Love it, yeah. Brother. Love it. Absolutely love it. Everybody go check out the EP. It's out now. Condo, the single is out. The video is out. My man, Arbaz, absolutely smashing it. The EP is out and it's doing really, really well. It came out on Jan 16. Are you already thinking of the next project? You know, what can we expect from Arbaz for the rest of 2023, my brother?
Oh, for 2023, I can't. Man, it's too many things going on. For now, I'll say that I'm obviously dropping more videos.
Yeah.
I've been finally able to travel and, you know, do a lot of things. And I'll definitely give up more music. That's the plan.
Yeah.
I'm releasing more music, I'm releasing more videos, and hopefully a big collab. So there's big things going on finally, now that, you know, the COVID is eased up, so...
Well, we're going to watch this space. Absolutely. Well, we're going to watch this space, my brother. We are loving everything that you're doing. We're going to continue to show you love and support, and we will have you back on the show time and time again, my brother. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me and the listeners and the fans this evening. And listen, all I've got to say is, listen, next time, you know, if I do manage to come out to Norway, Oslo, you know what? I want to come to a party in your condo. Yeah, Walter.
Always welcome, brother.
Excellent. My brother, thank you so much. And listen, yeah, before we wrap, no worries. And before we wrap things up, man, before I play the new one, it's only right that I get you to introduce it.
Okay, guys, are you ready for dancing in the condo, in your own condo? And whenever you're in Norway, like Akshay, come and dance with me and my condo as well.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.